Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. There's your one more pitch. Garrett Richards has struck out 10.
That was just pure filth. I mean, from the very first pitch to the last one.
Good fastball, good curveball, good slider. And this is the guy we envision. We know stuff-wise, he's one of the best in the league. We know that he can do this every 5 days. You know, he can be really good. Give us a quality start and give us a chance to win.
It's unrecognizable from what we've seen here so far this year. That was impressive.
It's Wednesday. It's time with AC. Alex Cora brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, major league style and minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. So joining us live from New York City on the Harbor One Hotline, it's Alex Cora. Hey, Alex.
What's going on?
Nice, quiet all New York good, City for you, huh?
Yeah, a lot different. Honestly, it's it puts everything in perspective, right? Where we at, and you know, it's not noisy, not too many people outside. Hopefully when we come back, it's a lot different.
All right. Let's start with last night, because the first couple of outings with Garrett Richards were not pretty. Last night was brilliant. A couple of cheap hits, really, and 10 strikeouts. So what was the difference?
He threw a lot of competitive pitches. As far as like his stuff, it was very similar to the ones before. The fact that he was closer to the strikes or in the strike zone made the difference. And he did an outstanding job in between starts, cleaning up a few things mechanically. He was able to attack that lineup a little bit differently than he did before, and he was in total control. We trust this guy, man. The stuff is that good, and if he's able to be around the strike zone, he's going to start getting swing and misses, and he's going to start getting deep into the ball games.
So here's a guy that's been in the league 10 years, you know, had a lot of success. I'm sure he's gone through slumps before, and he's probably knows how to self-correct, but you guys obviously see something. Pitching coach Dave Bush kind of jumps on board. You guys kind of change the mechanics. At least that's what it looked from our point of view. Like, are you a little bit more apprehensive with an older guy, you know, maybe, you know, getting too involved with how he does things based on the fact that they're just used to doing things their own way? Or is it a collaborative, you know, effort to kind of collectively fix things? So, you know, how was that with him as far as him being open to fixing what was going on?
I mean, he's been open to clean his mechanics in spring training. He made a few adjustments throughout. Early on, he was wild, and he found something in his delivery, and he had a good one against the Braves. But then, you know, it just happens, you know, and then he needed one more adjustment, and it's amazing because people think that it's like major adjustments, and you got to do this and that. It was actually simplifying his delivery and get him online towards the plate, and the results were instant. But now we just got to be careful. We got to keep working. You know, the next 4 days are probably more important than the last 5 days. You know, we need to build from this one, and get him in the same spot as far as like his delivery. And if he can repeat his delivery, good things aren't going to happen. So, you know, you talk to the player, but he's been open-minded from the get-go, during his bullpen. The thing is that relationship-wise, it takes a while, you know. It's you know, different lingo, you know. Maybe, you know, the language he uses for his fastball or to get on top of his fastball or whatever is different with Bushy than with other pitching coaches, but I do believe he's been willing to work, to change, and yesterday was a great start.
Hey, Alex, I know a lot of the fans aren't at games, but when I do the games at Fenway Park especially, I see the positioning in left field, how aggressive you guys are. I was just curious, like, Because, you know, you see some base hits between short and third, maybe in doubles over the weekend. But that positioning, is that a Fenway Park thing, or I'm guessing, or is it just an individual hitter type situation, taking that gap away? Because you're not shaded in the gap. You guys are actually standing in the gap.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of information, and the defensive alignment changes from trio to trio. You know, what I mean is JD, Enrique, and Hunter alignment is going to be different than Frenchy, Enrique, and Alex. And we trust the information. It just happened that two guys hit two ground balls through the infield, but, you know, most of the time they hit balls in the gap. And, you know, it just... one of those that you have to live with it. We're not going to change the defense because all of a sudden you hit two ground balls that were doubles. It looks bad, you know, and people are going to criticize us. But, you know, there were 3-5 balls in the left center gap that JD caught. And, you know, people with shifting and all this stuff, they always see the one that goes through or the one you get burned. They never talk about the guy standing. Like yesterday, Renfro, he's in right center, and the ball is hit right there. Nobody talks about that one. They go, oh, that's a routine fly ball. I've been in that one. I've done it on TV. You know, oh, you know, like, that's a routine fly ball. No, it's not a routine fly ball. He was standing where he's supposed to, and he made the play. So we've been a little bit more aggressive in left center at home. You don't see too many ground balls going through the shortstop at third base, and they're double. So we'll stay with the program. We trust the information, and I think – defensively, we've been a lot better than last year, and I think we've been turning ground balls into outs better than in 19, to be honest with you.
You guys get a lot of information, right? Analytics, and not just defensively, offensively, pitching, you name it. Like, I'm guessing it's a lot of info. Do you ever just sit there with some of it and just say, "Eh, nah, that's trying to be too cute. Like, you know, I don't buy that one."
No, you call and you have discussions. You know, it's something that I've been talking about this since 2018 when I managed here, those 2 years, and this year. You know, it has to be a two-way street. You know, they send the information, we look at video, and if we have questions or we feel like we're going to deviate from that, we call upstairs to the information department, and we have a good baseball discussion. And then at the end, you know, whatever we decide is as a group. You know, I hate the fact that sometimes people think it's like, When it goes good, it's the analytic department. When it goes bad, it's the coaches or vice versa, you know. So we have great communication with that group. They've done amazing things with us, but we also have great coaches here that they pay attention to what's going on. And we make adjustments in the fly, and so far so good.
Alex Cora joining us from Citi Field. Early game tonight at 6:40 going up against the Mets once again. Yeah, early game. And Jacob DeGrom. So I'm looking at the stats here. He's faced 101 batters so far. He's struck out 50. Is that good?
That's really good.
You guys beat him last year, though, I think. Well, they beat him last year.
I mean, he's been...
We beat him in 18, right? Oh,
yeah. So how do you beat him tonight? Because he's been unbelievable, Alex.
I mean, you know, our guy has pitched well too, and you know, we got to control the strike zone. Yeah, he throws a lot of strikes, and we swing his strikes, and you know, we feel like, you know, if we put the ball in play and we stay within ourselves, it seems like we're really, really good when we go the other way, right? And it's just like when you play Glasnow or you face Giolito, and you face who else have we faced this year? We face a lot of good pitching. And I know this is the best of the best. He's up there with Garrett Cole, and it's not easy, but we'll take our chances and see what we can do. Get some action, move around, maybe bunt. I don't know. We'll try to, like, be in the game, and hopefully they pinch hit for him in the sixth and get him out of there.
So speaking of guys that have been doing really well, Matt Andrés, here's a guy that had a couple hiccups, a slow start, I would say. But he's been a 4.5 ERA guy career, and now he's at 1.42. Two-parter. One, what have you guys done with him to kind of create such consistency, especially after a rocky start? And I asked, I thought he was more of a long guy, but yesterday you used him in the eighth inning for Ottavino. Why?
I mean, he had a great season last year. His numbers got inflated because he had a bad one against the Dodgers, two bad ones against the Dodgers. But he did an amazing job with the Angels. He has a good fastball, good changeup, gets lefties and righties out. Right now, he's been actually a lot better against lefties, which is a plus for us. You know, the separation between the fastball, four seamer up, and the changeup is real, and it's not easy to hit. And his versatility, just like Enrique and Marwin in the offensive side, I think there's a lot of value from this guy. We can use him in multiple innings. Yesterday he was up in the seventh, so we decided to go with him in the eighth, and then we give Adam one more day. He's just really good, and he has a good fastball, a good one, up in the zone, and he gets swings and misses there, but the changeup is outstanding. He cuts it. He fades it away from the lefties, and we're very happy with the way he's been throwing the ball.
Alex, obviously Devers, special hitter, and I just starting to see, like, this year, it seems like the way pitchers attack him, it's like 0-2 pitches in that first pitch. And it just seems – he's an aggressive guy. He's a good bad ball hitter. But like, he just seems like he's 0-1, like, all the time, expanding his zone early in the count. Is that, like, a next-level thing for him? Or do you – how do you – you don't want to take the aggressiveness away, right? But
just like
early?
In defense, I can't tell him don't go after the ball. You know, this is who he is. Actually, he's been more patient against lefties than righties. I think he has like 7 walks against lefties, if I'm not mistaken. So we like what he's doing. You know, he'll get into stretches that he expands down and up in the zone, and there's some swing and misses. But, you know, right now this is probably his best start offensively in his career, including minor league. So we just stay away from that. You know, just keep doing what you're doing, keep playing hard. If he controls the strike zone the way he can, he'll be more dangerous. But as of now, he's in a good place offensively. So just leave it at that and keep playing. Just be happy, like he says, right? Just
yeah.
He's just a happy guy right now. So stay happy, Rafi.
Alex, did you hear the comments the other day of Trevor Bauer? He got shown up by Tatis, and he basically said, you know, pitchers need to accept that if a guy does something well off you, you let him do it, and then maybe you go do something well, and then you can, you know, take the sword and slip it into your waist or whatever. Does the game not need more emotion out there? Do you have a problem with any of this stuff?
I mean, look at us. We're showing a lot of emotion, and I think it's fun not only for us on a daily basis, but for the fan base. I mean, the guys waving whenever they get a hit. They got the cart going. I don't know what else they're gonna do, but I think people like that, and we're past the whole, like, you know, just respect the opponent, just put your head down. If you're a rookie, you have to just follow this unwritten rules, whatever. You know, I do believe as an industry, we're in a good place. I mean, that series over the weekend, that was amazing. And yeah, it's only April 20th.
It's unbelievable.
And with the emotion they play and the back and forth and you know, they play 7 games and, you know, everybody was into it. And it was
huge
fun.
Huge TV ratings, too. I don't know if you saw the ratings, but the ratings were gigantic.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. I think there's probably one more step about that, right, about TV.
Yep.
But we'll let the office deal with that. You know, we try to stay away from that. But I think as an industry, as a product right now, we're in a great place. It's fun. There's a lot of young players doing outstanding things. You know, even yesterday, you know, and, you know, you guys know how I feel about their shortstop and the energy he brings. And although he got booed at the end, which, you know, it's part of the New York experience, but people like it, and just show who you are and enjoy it. Alex Verdugo is another guy. He's out there showing emotion, and I think people love that. So the more the better, and I think players are understanding that this is part of the product and this is the way it's going to be from now on.
So, all right, speaking of fun, because you all know we love fun here on OMF, the Pioneer League is like trying out a new. You already know what I'm talking about, right? So forget about extra innings. Okay, we're gonna go home run derby. All right. So what is it? Each guy's gonna get 5 pitches.
So who pitches? Who pitches? Is it
the manager,
a real pitcher, or the manager?
I'm curious who your guy would
fan,
be.
A fan from the stands gets to pitch.
That's a good idea. Who would you pick?
That's
on your team.
For us to win it?
5 pitches.
Yeah.
5 pitches for, well, do my coach, he throws to the opposition and he throws to us. Because if our coach pitches to the other guy, I pitch. I'm the guy because they have no chance, honestly.
Really?
Like good velo, down and away, into righty.
No, you're going to be pitching you're going to be pitching to your own guy. So what hitter do you throw?
Manny Martinez, our bullpen coach. He's amazing.
But
he's
who's the hitter?
Our hitter. JD working. JD MVP is working too much on his hands. Rafi, he's too happy to be hitting home runs. Enrique.
Really?
Kike. Yeah. He whenever he wants to, he's the best home run hitter in BP for us. He can do it.
So yeah, I heard you the other day saying you like the extra inning thing, but you would even expand it more. What was it? First and second and the 11th?
Like get this over with, you know. right now is good. International baseball is different. It's first and second and no outs. So men up first, the 10th, first and second, no outs in the 11th, and bases loaded, one out.
Ooh, I love it. Let's go.
That'd be fun.
You're one pitch away. I mean, sinker, double play, you don't score, and then you have bases loaded, one out for the next team. That's like the best of the best. Yeah.
That'd be good.
I know Lou doesn't like it, so.
No, I love
the double play, though, right?
No, I love the overtime. I love the extra inning thing. I think it's great. By the way, Verdugo got in there late. Does that mean he's good? Is Arroyo, they good for tonight, or what's the deal with those guys?
We're good. Alex is playing right. Enrique is playing center. JD is playing left again. The usual suspects in at third and shortstop. Marwin's playing second. Dahlbeck at first, and Christian's catching. Pivetta, sneaky. I mean, he's facing DeGrom, but he has 9 hits.
Ooh.
Pivetta.
Ooh.
Yeah, 9 hits. 9 go. Hits.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So let me give you one more here, because you guys are off to a terrific start, 15-9. We talked about the Dodgers and what they're doing with San Diego. Why is it that most teams in Major League Baseball are 500 teams right now? I mean, you're the only above 500 team in your division. There is not a single one over 500 in the National League East. Why is it that up and down the league, everybody is mediocre?
I don't know, man. I've been watching, and I mean, like I said before, in our division, there's the four teams, and then you got Baltimore, who has good pitching, right? You got Harvey throwing the ball well, Means throwing the ball well. Zimmerman was okay yesterday, but on a daily basis in this division, you have to grind, you have to battle, and they've been playing a lot, I guess, against each other. We're going to go through that too. You know, we're going to start playing our division, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, there's a lot of good teams. I don't think, honestly, there's this great team that, you know, is above everybody, and people have their holes as a team. They got to keep getting better, and it's early. I mean, usually that's what happens, right? You don't want to be 10 games under 500. You know, if you have a bad month, well, you want it to be 500 or close to that. It just happened that right now we got off to a great start, and we just got to keep getting better.
All right, Alex, a football question for you. The NFL draft is tomorrow.
Any Miami Hurricane getting drafted?
Russo.
Not anymore.
Have you done your mock draft yet?
No. They got a good defense end over there. He'll probably go in the first round.
I saw the MLB mock draft. That's a good one.
Cooler rocker.
Do you think the Patriots should trade up and take a quarterback in the first round?
No, that's your department. You do hockey, you do NBA. You know, I mean, 2 years ago you taught me about hockey and NBA.
True.
So
yeah.
I just deferred to you.
Everybody's got an opinion. Like, it does. You don't have to be right. Here's the beauty about the draft, the NFL draft. No, we spent 2 weeks now just, you know, using analysts, professionals who do this for a living, and 90% of them are wrong. So you listen. You got just as good a shot as anybody.
I work at that station, you know, that they have the draft.
Yeah.
And they have shows for 10 months about the draft.
Oh,
10 months. It's amazing. Like, every day. Then I'll tell you a story about that. So, you know, baseball season, probably was Yankees and Red Sox draft day. And, you know, we got pushed to, you know, the deuce, you know. And then baseball tonight was at freaking 2:30 a.m., you know, because we had the draft. So that's how important baseball was a few years ago. I'm glad that it's changing, but that's my story about being a broadcaster and being on baseball tonight. Yeah.
All right, there you go. We'll check out your mock draft a little bit later on. Good luck tonight in New York. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Right, good luck. See you later. Alex Cora from City Field. So, Garrett Richards, a really good performance. That was the guy, remember, Lou Maloney said, is the mystery guy, the guy they need to perform this year if this team is going to be good. So, let's see if Lou feels that he turned the corner last night. We get into it coming up next right here on OMF.